For the third straight day this week, the White House emphasized health care reform. President Obama met with leaders in the House this morning and said the stars were aligned for health care legislation to happen this year.
The problems in our health care system didn't emerge overnight. We've debated about what to do about them for decades. But too often, efforts at comprehensive reform have fallen apart due to special interest lobbying and petty politics and the failure of all sides to come together. What's been so encouraging this week is you're starting to see a shift in these patterns.
Obama met with insurance executives and doctors on Monday, some of the strongest critics of health care reform in the past. Yesterday, he met with business CEOs who are finding ways to improve their health care costs. Obama said that whatever plans emerge from Congress, they must uphold three basic principles.
First, that the rising costs of health care have to be brought down. Second, that Americans have to be able to choose their own doctor and their own plan. And third, all Americans have to have quality, affordable health care.
In his brief comments to the press on the South Lawn of the White House today, Obama was joined only by House Democrats, suggesting that he may not be working with Republicans at all right now. And with the possibility of Al Franken from Minnesota becoming the 60th vote in the Senate soon, he may not need any of them to pass health care reform. But the big question remains, how can the president pay for the program? The total cost could be around $120 billion. In his budget, he proposes $60 billion as a down payment. But Congress appears likely to reject half of that down payment, as there is considerable opposition to his plan to limit high-income families' tax deductions for charitable giving. So, according to New York Times business columnist David Leonhardt, there is a $90 billion hole to fill. Leonhardt writes today that potentially the best plan is to have Congress limit the tax deduction for employer-provided health insurance, but that may not fly politically.
And I don't want to suggest that the experts are unanimous, but there really is something approaching a consensus among liberal and conservative healthcare experts and economists that this is the best way to go, and there are a number of reasons. The reason it's the best way to go, and I understand that sounds strange. Most of us think of our healthcare deduction and think, whoa, that's a good thing, don't take it away from me. But here are the problems with it. One, it's just not fair. There's really no reason why people who work should have their healthcare subsidized, and people who either don't work or who own an independent business or who don't get healthcare from their employer shouldn't have their healthcare subsidized. That's a strange divide. The second problem is that just because of the numbers here, this overwhelmingly benefits the wealthy. Not exclusively, but disproportionately benefits affluent families. And it's sort of weird to have a tax break that's doing that. The final thing, and to me the biggest, is that this creates an incentive for people to spend too much money on health care. When your employer pays you $100 in the form of health benefits, it's not taxed. When your employer pays you $100 in income, it is taxed. And so when deciding between the two, people will choose the health benefits. Employers will choose to offer more of them than people would actually otherwise want. And that's one of the main reasons why. It's one of the main reasons why we have just really too much spending on healthcare in this country, and it's so inefficient. That's the economic case for it, but as your question points out, the politics of it aren't so simple.
Right, and one reason for that, of course, is that President Obama criticized Senator McCain last year on the campaign trail for McCain suggesting that this is something to do, and yet, and we hear Obama, you know, labor unions and the like have been critical and say, don't do this, this will hurt rank-and-file workers. And yet, we also hear Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius say the other day in a conference call, well, nothing is completely off the table yet. You know, your main métier, as it were, is economics, David, not politics. But you can see here, obviously, that this is a political problem for President Obama. If this is, as you suggest, one of the best ways we can go about raising more money for this, how's he going to be able to do that after what he said last year?
I think what will have to happen, if this does happen, and I don't want to predict that it's going to, because I think it's uncertain, but what would have to happen is that Congress would basically decide this was the route they wanted to go. Congress would decide not that they were going to get rid of this by any means. Max Baucus, the Montana Democrat who chairs the Finance Committee, made this clear that we're not getting rid of this. But they would maybe decide they would want to cut it by 20%, which would get you $50 billion a year, which would not quite get you there, but it would go a long way toward paying for the health care bill. And the way you do that is you'd say, we're not going to let this deduction apply to the most generous health plans. which would hit some labor unions, which is one of the reasons they're opposed to it, or to certain high-income households. So we'd say, in order to get the full value of this deduction, you must be making less than a certain amount of money, or your health care plan must be worth only a certain amount of money. You can't have a health care plan that's going to pay for your eyeglasses and your sunglasses and, you know, all the pills you could ever want. You have to have one that makes some effort to make reasonable decisions about this. And then Obama would be in the position in which he would say, well, look, I don't favor this. This wasn't the way I wanted to do this. I had these other ideas. But Congress has done it this way, and I can't honestly stand in the way of health care reform just because I oppose this. I think he would have to try to portray it as he was backed into it. I don't know whether that's going to happen because there's opposition to this even within Congress, but that's sort of the route you can imagine.